This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin. On this day, 65 years ago, pianist Dave Brubeck and his quartet went into a recording studio in New York City and produced what would become the best-selling jazz single of all time. This is Take Five. Clearly they made it swing, but it wasn't easy. Brubeck was trying to work in an unusual time signature. Most popular music is in 4-4 time, you know, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. Well, this is in 5-4 time. Listen for that extra beat. 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5.
This goes all the way back to him studying field recordings of what African music sounded like. And it's in all sorts of crazy time signatures and polyrhythmic things.
That's Dave Brubeck's son, Chris. He says his dad in 1959 challenged his bandmate, saxophonist Paul Desmond, to write a song in that unfamiliar 5-4 time.
And when they first went into the studio at Columbia Records, they tried to record Take Five, and they couldn't get it. And they actually gave up after 40 minutes and said, this is just too strange for us, and we'll come back in a week. And that's when they came back on July 1st and did record the version that everyone knows around the world.
Are we supposed to get some hole in there? Open these
eyes? Dave Brubeck died in 2012. Since then, Chris Brubeck has been doing a lot of work on his father's archives, and he found that recording of their abandoned first attempt.
Our own coffee down here.
I forgot it. Just went in. I'll get it.
1-2-3-4-5. And Dave and Paul Desmond and Joe Morello and Gene Wright, the classic quartet, they were like little demigods to me. And I thought they never made a mistake. So it was terrific to hear them struggling to play in 5-4. They didn't get it at first.
I think I can see where that would have been kind of relieving. Like, they're human, too.
Yeah, right.
Did I blow it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, try it again. That's great. This is all rehearsal.
Yeah.
You're right it is.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not getting paid for it.
Here we go.
Chris Brubeck is now able to share this recording and much more. His father's archives have been kept at the Wilton Library in Connecticut, but they've digitized a great deal of it, and now that's available online.
Someone asked, was your mother a pack rat? Because she kept everything. I mean, we have, you know, letters from Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis and Coretta Scott King and, you know, White House invitations for, and Christmas cards and, you know, tons of records and recording. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can see there. You can listen to records that have never come out or tapes. You can see videos and, there, of course, tons of photographs. It goes on and on.
That was Chris Brubeck. His father's band, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, went into the studio 65 years ago today and came out with one of the biggest jazz hits of all time, Take Five.